Hallelujah. Go with me to the book of Joel, chapter 2. We are going to discuss it in the name of Jesus. The Lord is great. The Lord is merciful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Maybe let's begin from verse 12. Amen. The book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 12. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. Praise be to Jesus. The Bible says, yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart. Father, I commit this word that I'm about to share with your people. I pray for the inspiration, for the leading of the Spirit, that Father, Lord, come and anoint the words of my mouth. Let them proceed with power and authority to change, to transform, to convict, to bring souls to the kingdom of the living God. That Father, the words that will proceed out of my mouth will fulfill that in which you call it to fulfill. For your word will not return back unto you void. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Help me. I stay calm. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart. It is not too late to repent. It doesn't matter how far you have gone from the Lord. It doesn't matter how far you have gone in sin. I want to tell somebody today that it is not too late to repent. It doesn't matter the level you have reached. I know there are people that have reached the level where they feel there is no return. You have reached the level that you think you have killed your brothers, you have killed your sisters. You are the cause of the death of your parents. You are the cause of the death of your sisters. You are the cause of the death of your uncles. Praise be to God. Probably you offered them as a sacrifice in a known world. Praise be to God. And now there is a guilty conscience that is hitting your mind. You are so guilty that the enemy is pampering your head that you have reached to the place of no return. I want to tell somebody today, it is not too late to repent. It's not too late to return back to the Lord. The Lord is saying it's a time for you to take a round turn, hallelujah, and return back to the Lord, because the road that you have taken is leading you to hell. The road you have taken is leading you to the pit of darkness. Praise be to Jesus. But it is not too late to return back to the Father and cry out unto the Lord and say, Father, I know I was wrong. Father, I know that I took a wrong path. Father, I need your mercy. I need your forgiveness. I need your help. I cannot do it with my own strength. I cannot do it with my own might. I cannot do it with my own wisdom. I need your mercies tonight. I need the help from above. The Bible says, yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, not with part of your heart. The Lord wants all of your heart. He wants all of your attention. What is it that have taken your attention away from the things of God? What it is it that lady? Is it that man? Is it that boyfriend? Is it that bottle of liquor? Is it that prostitute? Is it that drug? What it is that have taken your mind is those bad friends that are working with you, that you are mocking around with, that you are doing all kind of bad things with. Praise be to Jesus. The Lord is saying, return to me today with all your heart. Not with part of your heart, but he wants whole of you. Praise be to Jesus. The Lord wants whole of you. He wants all of your soul. He wants all of your mind. He wants all of your heart. The Lord is saying, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. It has reached a time that we need to enter into fasting, into weeping, and into mourning, because things are not looking so good for our nation. Things are not looking so good for our city. Things are not looking so good, especially when you watch news, you hear of the deaths that are happening in our land. You hear of the shootings that are happening in our land. You hear of the murders that are happening within our young people. Praise be to God. You saw that Astro concert where the many young people died and perished. Praise be to Jesus. And young people are perishing day and night. Hallelujah. Because the devil is out to steal, to kill, and to destroy. It has reached a time that we need to cry for our nation. It has reached a time that we need to cry for our children. It has reached a time that we need to cry for our marriages. It has reached a time that we need to cry for our souls. With fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. The Bible says, bring your heart to me, not your clothing. Hallelujah. I know when it reaches Sunday, everybody wants to wear the Sunday best. Everybody wants to look good in the eyes of men. But their hearts are far away from me, says the Lord. Hallelujah. It is not how you dress. Praise be to God. It's the Lord that looketh deep within your heart. Praise be to Jesus. How does your heart look like? Are you still bitter in that heart? Are you still selfish in that heart? Are you still full of anger in that heart? Praise be to Jesus. The Lord say, rend your hearts and not your garments, not your clothing. God is busy with your heart. God is interested in your heart. He wants you to surrender your heart to him. He wants to circumcise that heart, so that heart may come out from the love of the world to the love of him. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For a time has come, hallelujah, that the Lord will circumcise the hearts of his people. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Do you know when the Lord circumcised your heart, he removed the love of the world out of you. He put his passion inside you. He put his love inside you. He put his agenda inside you. He put his kingdom inside you. You begin to love the things of God. You begin to love to go to the house of worship. You begin to love to be in the place of prayer. You begin to love meetings like this. But when God is not in you, when your heart is not circumcised, you run helter skelter for the things of the world, but the things of God will not drive you. So he said, rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. The Lord is calling us as a nation, as a city, to return back to him, because there is a disaster that is coming upon the land. There is birth pains that are coming upon the land. Hallelujah. There is disasters that are coming upon the land. There is famine that is already eating the land. Look at what is going on in the United States. The rate of inflation is going higher than any nation right now in the world. Praise be to God. United States is experiencing high inflation than any other nation in the world right now. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. The number one superpower in the world is experiencing a rate of inflation no any other country is experiencing as we talk right now. Praise be to God. Why are these things happening right now? Because God wants people to return back to Him. Because people have believed so much in the system until they forgot about God. They forgot that it is the Lord that says, touch not the wine, and touch not the oil. Praise be to God. And the wine church, praise be to Jesus, is the Lord that controls the economy. Is the Lord that controls the scales of the economy. Hallelujah. Is the Lord that can render your silver to be gross. Your silver, God can render it to be useless. Praise be to Jesus. And that's why we need to fear the Lord. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and He relents over disaster. Verse 14. Who knows whether He will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind Him? I want to tell you, to those that repent, the Bible says, who knows? I want to tell you, repentance brings blessings. Repentance opens doors that have been closed in your life. The Bible says, who knows whether He will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind Him? Do you want to leave a blessing for your children? Do you want to leave a blessing for your household? Do you want to leave a blessing for your nation? Do you want to leave a blessing for your generation? Then the Lord is calling you to make it right with Him. It doesn't matter how much the level of your education, it doesn't matter how much power you have in the political realm. Praise be to God. God is looking for your attention, because there is a generation that is waiting for you. The Bible says, who knows that when they return to the Lord, when they relent, when they forsake their evil, they can leave a blessing behind Him, a grain offering, a drink offering for the Lord your God. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. There is something that the Lord is waiting for. He's waiting for you to return back to Him. And those doors that you have been struggling to pass through, those things that you have been working so hard to get, the Lord will open them in the name of Jesus. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, consecrate the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, even nursing infants, let the bridegroom leave his room, and the bride her chamber. By the way, from Monday, we are going to start our six-day fasting. Praise be to Jesus. This upcoming Monday, please make sure to join. Verse 17, between the vestibule and the altar, let the priest, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nation. Why should they say among the people, where is their God? You know, it reaches a point where the people of God are so beaten, until the people of the world laugh at us. It has reached a time that us as men of God to enter into the altar, into the vestibule, and cry out for revival. Cry out for the healing of our generation. Cry out for the healing of our families. Cry out for the anointing, for the power of God to be made manifest in the house of the living God. That people will come to God with sincerity. That people will love God with sincerity. That people will live for Christ. That people will praise the Lord with their lives, with their character, with what they speak in the name of Jesus, that we shall be the salt of the world in the name of Jesus, the light to nations in the mighty name of Jesus, that we shall not lose our saltiness, because the moment we lose our saltiness, we become meaningless. Father, we cry out as a priest. Mantozele parada bahanda. I want you to open your mouth and begin to cry out for mercy. Begin to cry out for restoration. Begin to cry out for the help from above, because we don't want the people of the world to laugh at us. We don't want the people of the world to see our nakedness. We don't want the people of the world to think that we serve a God that is not able. Mantoze parekete parene manta zendele te parani. Ojene manta palaba baba baba ba. Meko to parede bahanda mantole te pena. Mende bele te pana mantoze lekete pana mandi. Le parada bahanda mento zadile te manda. Mekoro bahande Father, I cry for my generation. I cry for my people, Father. I cry for them, mighty Jehovah, that come and rescue them from prostitution. Come and rescue them from fornication. Come and rescue them from gang activities. Come and rescue our young generation. Come and rescue them, mighty Jehovah God, to those that lack direction, oh God, to those that their hearts are full of bitterness, their hearts are full of anger, because their parents were not there to raise them. Their mama was not there to raise them. Their papa was not there to raise them. Mighty Father, I cry out for their hearts. I cry out for their souls. Manda biletema, jepana manta peletema. I call them upon the altar of mercy. I call them upon the altar of love. I call upon the altar that will call them to repentance in the name of Jesus. That Father, bring their mind back at home. Bring their heart back to home. Bring them to the place where their mind will stay calm. Bring them to the place where the hunger will melt away. Bring them to the place where the bitterness will go away. Bring them to the place of love. The place where they will meet with the Lord. The place where they will fall in love with Jesus. They will fall in love with the work of God. They will fall in love with purpose. In the mighty name of Jesus, Repapa Sanda. Manto zopa reketea ye pana manto zepete le bihenia le patabarananda bende belenanda le potaparaninendo zapini mende beninani. Father, we want to see revival in your house. We want to see healing revival. We want to see the miraculous revival. We want to see the people that are in cages and removed from cages. We want to see people delivered by the power of the Most High. Ye para Let thy kingdom be made manifest in our midst. Let the blind see in our midst. Let the dead be raised in our midst. Let the sick be healed in our midst. In the mighty name of Jesus, release the healing anointing. Release the miraculous anointing. Release the praise anointing. Release the worship anointing. Release the prayer anointing. Release it upon this sanctuary. We want to seek you in spirit and in truth. We want to see thy spirit at work. Arrest each and every one of us and use us for your glory. Mantoza biletema, mantoza balanenta, okoja barabababa, mata perebebe, mete perebebe. Manifest thy glory, manifest thy power, manifest thy glory, manifest thy power, manifest thy glory, manifest thy power. Manifest thy glory, Holy Spirit of the living God. Manifest the power of the Lord. Manifest the hand of the Lord. Manifest the hand of deliverance. Manifest the hand of salvation. Ajene manta maladi re papa ba 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 ba. Draw their hearts unto you. Draw their minds unto you. Let them fall in love with Jesus. Le katabarana. Let the young people in this nation fall in love with Jesus. Let the young people in this city fall in love with Jesus. Let our young men fall in love with Jesus. Let our young people
people fall in love with Jesus. Let the elder men fall in love with Jesus. Let the elder women fall in love with Jesus. Let the middle men and the middle women begin to love God left and right. Repamando beleta perenea. Father, pour out your righteousness. Pour out your love in the name of Jesus. Pour out the love of the kingdom. Pour out, O Jehovah. Zeparete bihene. Mento bariete peketolia. Makonto madele bene. Mete perede badvana. It says that the priest shall come at the vestibule of the altar. We stand at the altar tonight. Rapa pa 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 pa. Mende berete manda. Repa katora bihende. Le panamanto zeketela. Yepa katabadaba. We call our generation onto the altar of God. We call their curiosity. We call their talent. We call their hearts. We call their desires onto the altar of the Lord. We call their mind onto the altar of the Lord. We call their hearts onto the altar of the Lord. We call them wherever the enemy have stolen their mind. We bring them to the house of the Lord. We bring them to the house of prayer. We bring them to the house of prayer. We bring them to the house of prayer. Ye papa radeba, mende beretepa. We connect them with the altar of prayer. We connect them with the altar of worship. We connect them with the altar of the word. In the name of Jesus, let them enter into your sanctuary. Let the Spirit of the Lord draw them. Let the Spirit of the Lord draw them. Let the Spirit of the Lord draw them. Whenever they have been lost, we call them. Let their feet be hastened. Repasandamente leteba mekora baratapa. Open your mouth and begin to pray for souls to enter into the kingdom of God. Begin to call them upon the altar. Oza barete. Let the altar call them. Let the altar bring them to the Lord's sanctuary. Let the altar remind them that today is a time to go to the house of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the altar remind them that they need to give their life to Jesus. Let the altar remind them that they need to repent. Let the altar remind them they need to make it right with the Lord. Let the altar remind them that they are not remaining young forever. That this is the time to surrender your life to the Lord. This is the time. Do not say I am too young. Do not say that I still have many things I want to do. The Lord is saying you can do everything in me. You are not too young to give your life to the Lord. You are not too young to live for God. You are not too young to preach the word of God. You are not too young to worship the Lord. You are not too young to praise the living God. You are not too manda le parodia contamente le demana rapapa semi hende perera oconia namahanto ze perene mani akata parabababababa. He say come on to me and I will make you to become fishes of men. Come on to me, come on to me, come on to me, come on to me, come on to me. I know you want to be famous. I know you want to look good. I know you want to do certain things, but the Lord is saying, come on to me, come on to me, come on to me, come on to me. I will give you something that the devil cannot give you. I will give you long life. I will give you a meaningful life. I will make you to become fishes of men. Habarata peketuria kana mahandu ladine konda. Le pekete peridi mihento zadile konda. Le parabababababa. We call our generation to the altar. We call their mind to the altar. We call their purpose to the altar. They will not perish. They will serve the Lord. May the word of God reach to them and bring them to the house of God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Verse 18 says, then the Lord became jealous for his land and had pity on his people. When the people of God pray, when the priest come and hold on to the altar of prayer, the altar of intercession. Hashataba. The Bible said, then the Lord had pity on his people. Then the Lord stretched up his hand to rescue our young man. Hajana mantuzia kala gadala. Hakuna mantuza binenentala. Ha ha ha. Oh, Bahala Biena Halakada Bala Diadaya Hapana Manta Mine Teletata Balatana Balatela Lepetete Palata Balantine Hemia Candaladine Hakatala di Mahanta Lakadua Lakine Mahanta. Ay, 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 Father, give them the zeal of righteousness. Give them the zeal of thy kingdom. Put it into their heart. They will love God exceedingly. They will love God exceedingly. Exceedingly. I see a generation that will love the Lord exceedingly. I see a generation that will be ready to die for Christ. I see a generation that will say no to the devil and yes to the Lord. I see a generation that will lift up the name of the Lord. I see a generation that will proclaim the fear of the Lord in the land. I see a generation that will worship God with their lives. I see a generation that will lead many souls unto the righteousness of God. I see a generation that will shine like the brightness of the firmament. I see a generation that will not be ashamed of the Lord. I see a generation that will worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. I see God is raising a generation that will stand out for the kingdom of the Lord. I see a generation that will display the splendor of God. I see a generation that will display the majesty of the King. I see a generation that will bring a smile unto the Lord's face. I see a generation that will move under the power of the anointing. I see a generation that will display the power of God. I see a generation that will move in the strength of the Lord. I see a generation that will move in the might of their Maker. I see a generation that will shake the hearts of nations, the foundations of nations. I see a generation that will move in unspeakable power, in unspeakable strength, in unspeakable glory. Rapakunia lekete perede barata balatola lepekuta palagadele pakatora gadala lepakatubie kete barekete paragada. Now let them rise. Now let them rise. Now let them rise. Wherever they are, the hand of God is coming upon them. Right now, wherever they are, in their homes, in their house, the Spirit of the Most High is coming to fill them. Is coming to touch them. Is coming to touch them. Is coming to fill them. Is coming to set them apart for the glory of God in this dispensation. Allah, ba, 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 ba. Zepo no manto zale katabala bahana manto zaleta. Zipa na manto zakete le katatata. A generation that will carry the ark. A generation that will walk with the presence of the Lord. A generation that will walk with the tangible presence of the Most High. Tangible presence. Tangible presence. Tangible presence. Tangible presence. Tangible presence. They will walk with the tangible presence of the Most High. Wherever they go, the heavens shall open. Wherever they go, the blind shall see. Wherever they go, the lame shall walk. Wherever they go, they will raise the dead. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will cleanse the lepers. They will heal the sick. They will do unfathomable things. They will turn sick. cities upside and down. They will turn nations upside and down. They will receive new songs from above. They will receive new revelation from above. They will move. They will move. They will move. They will move in the power of the Holy Ghost. Hapakurie peketelie kuna nana lakuza. Rapakoto pale pariatona manta mendele katie kuna lata. Ye parata manta mine nojia latine kina handa ladina. Ropa semi hente te palanino so paragine. Le panamantu zite le katana mahanda lade. Rapana munta mente le te pelede. La poro bahanta mente le ketele katala bahanta. You are the Lord that has a remnant that you set aside. You are the Lord that will not leave us without a remnant. It doesn't matter how dark it is. It doesn't matter how it looks like a majority is lost. But you are the Lord that will leave a remnant. Oh, basapaya, oh, basapaya, oh, basapaya, oh, basapaya, oh, basapaya, oh, basapaya. I am praying prophetically now. The anointing of God will rest upon the remnant. The anointing of God. Wherever they are, God knows them by their name. The glory of God will rest upon them. The power of God will rest upon them. The Spirit of God will rest upon them. Wherever they are, Jekataya Kotopaleta, Jekataya Ladamanto, Jekapaya Parata Pekene, Raponomanta Peketeli Ganola, Rapakatele Gede, Fabatas them, arrest them for your kingdom, arrest them for your service, arrest them to serve the living God, that their lives will be fully dedicated to the service of the living God. Their life will be dedicated to live for God the rest of their life. They will live for the kingdom. They will live for the master. They will live for the King of Kings. They will live for the Prince of Peace. They will live for the Lord of Hosts. They will live for the Father. They will live for the Alpha and Omega, the Creator of the heavens and the earth. Their life will display the splendor of the Almighty. Ajana mantu zilite penenala, raponomande zeka tologonani, aparadina si penene mento loda haji. Hali abananta mente le benente alabinento sopanali akanda le katala di mahanda zete le tamanda berede manda zekatai akono manda bile nene shepele nana okoza binenena shinde hele kene hani akaline hani hani hai aladine hani hani hai. They will display the splendor. They will display the beauty. Ye kaparadamanta sepene handile de akoto palagi akoto balagade le pakato pale paparadi apakata paka. People will see Christ through them. People will love the Lord through them. People will begin to wonder, I didn't know that it is a good thing to serve the Lord. I didn't know ha jaha hu akala gige gege akala gige gege akala gige akala gige akala gige akala gige akala gige gege. The Lord is investing his jealousy upon them. The Lord is investing his jealousy upon them. Those that look down upon them will not be able to look down upon them again, because God is lifting them into heights that many will not be able to reach. Those that rejected God with their youth, they will not be able to reach those heights that the Lord is taking them. They will not be able to reach those grounds that the Lord is taking them. They will not be able to reach to those levels of grace that the Lord is taking them, because they gave God their best. They gave God their youth. They gave God their cream. They gave God their best. And the Lord is saying, I will give them my best. I will display them for the world to see them. I will display them for the world to see them. I will display them. I will use them as an example that it is a good thing to serve the Lord. The Bible says, test and see that the Lord is good. Have you tested the Lord in your life, or you have just tested the devil? I know the devil is making you cry, because there's nothing of the devil you can eat and remain happy, but you can eat the Lord and remain happy. Oh, Jabala Baba Baba Hosiah, he is the bread of life. When you eat him, you are more of life. When you eat him, you receive breakthrough. When you eat him, you receive joy. When you eat him, you receive peace. When you eat him, you receive mercy. Hallelujah.
Ah, shanana. Mahanta
koradine apere mehante selete parana mekoto pazandelete paridema mento zatelete peredeba manto zapekete legene apere ne manta zeketere de manta apere de manta zeketere de manta apere de manta zeketele de manta apere de manto lakine handa likotora bihende le paria da manda okoja bihetele bihende le tepekete le pete perede barata pekete apere pereta pekete le ketele kadada rabazanda apere bihende le tepania noza zanda le tete parania nai akere bihente tepania namahanda labaha.
Hallelujah. The Lord is bringing this scripture to me from the book of Zechariah. The book of Zechariah chapter 13 verse 9. The Bible says, I will put this tart into the fire and refine them as one refines silver and test them as gold is tested. They will call upon my name and I will answer them. I will say, they are my people. And they will say, the Lord is my God. The Bible says, I will put the tart into the fire. There is a generation that the Lord is putting through the fire right now. Ashakatu sakata. There is a generation that the Lord is putting through the fire right now. The Lord is putting the remnant of his people through the fire. Hosa barata peketele bahanda, pass through the fire. Pass through the fire. Jakatoko lokota pelekete. Le pakatora bakata palakatipa. Mekoto pazende beketele gada. Until the fire consume every part of you, every part of your flesh, every part of your soul will be consumed by the fire of the Holy Ghost as you pray in the spirit. Mandele koza zikatala bahando zaketeleba jegedele panamahanda zeketelega ye pakata barwata berete pekete berete pekete berete zegedele kataraga da 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 ziparata manda bele pezonda bele pezonda bele pezonda. He says in his word, this time I will put into the fire and refine them as one refined silver. Is the Lord refining you right now? Don't be afraid, for the fire will not burn you. Don't be afraid, for the fire will not consume you. The fire will only make you better. The fire will only bring the gold out of you. There is a gold that is coming out of you. Yeah, 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 yeah. There is a gold that is coming out of you. Ye panama ba 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 ba. You are being translated from glory to glory. You are being translated from levels to levels. You are being translated from grace to grace. You are being translated from authority to authority. You are being translated from power to power. Ye paradima honda lekete mahandili kino hozia. Ye pene mihende lete mamanda radine. Aparabanda biketora dinaja. Arapaze mihende lete baranda. Ye pababozanda. I will refine them as silver and test them as gold is tested. Hallelujah. They will call upon my name and I will answer them. These ones that have passed through the fire, these ones that have been refined as silver is refined. The Bible says when they call upon the name of the Lord will answer them with speed. Do you know it reaches level where God has to answer you with speed because you have passed through the process. You will command the eyes of the blind and they will see instantly. You will command deaf ears and they will pop up open instantly. You will command the lame to walk and they will walk instantly. You will command the dead to raise and they will rise up instantly because you have passed through the fire. You have been tested as gold is tested. You have been refined as silver is refined. And the Bible said they will call upon the name of the Lord and he will answer them because God will invest his glory
glory upon them. God will invest his jealousy upon them, because God wants to use them to display his splendor. God wants to use them to prove to the world that he will not leave without a remnant. He will not leave his people without a remnant. It doesn't matter how dark it look like. Oh, Zabarati akuna mandaleta zika tapaleno hodali katala apara bahanda. God as a remnant church that will shine the glory of the Lord. It doesn't matter what the devil say. It doesn't matter the level of immorality in the land. It doesn't matter the witches in the land. It doesn't matter the period of lawlessness we live in. Akosha kalagadaya. God will not leave us without a remnant of his people. Ye parata bazende leto zadaya. Ye teketuzi etalina kandwa. Ye koto paraga de letema mantazai. Ye ketela bihendo sopale kati ya koza. Ye ketela kadaga. Ye ketela katalagade. Ye ketela zanata mentelesha. Ye ketela gananashia. Rapine mento sokoto labikete. Jegane anto zakale kati ya kalagani. Yakota paragine katalagia. Ye de behende zetelenai. Agaraganani seperiganai. Agaraganane setelenai. Agaraganane satalamente. Agaraganane sele paratani. Agaraganane sepeketeledai. Agaraganane separagadalagana. They will put the devil where he belongs. They will put witches where they belong. They will put sickness where it belongs. They will put infirmity where it belongs. They will move in the authority of the kingdom, in the power of the kingdom, in the grace of the kingdom, in the favor of the kingdom, in the joy of the kingdom, in the peace of the kingdom, yeka paragada, in the strength of the kingdom, yeka taragada. Their strength will not be abated. In the name of Jesus, their strength will not be abated. Their strength will not be abated, because the hand of the Lord will be upon their life. The grace of the Lord will be upon their life. The love of God will be upon their life. The jealousy of God will be upon their life.
God himself will invest his jealousy. Do you know when the Lord said they will call unto me, and I will answer? Because they will not be ordinary people. Hasha pakatolaka. Hakuna hala kete pele kanoza tai. Jepa na balatale peketele kihandu zopalakata. Is the Lord that make his ministers to become flames of fire. When they enter into the place, people will be slain in the Holy Ghost. When they enter into a ground, people will fall under the power. Hopa halikatopa rakateba. Hopa ragia kotopa lakateba yakatu wakalagade. Yopana mantu sopa kateba yakatu sepala gadai. Ye pakatabando zopa paragi ya kontolo bayaya. Ye bene mento sike telege delegai. Opana mantabia se paragana tolate. Le bene manta zeke tele katola ganaka lekata. Leke tepeli ketele katala gadega lagadali. Akaja na manta sika dike leko topa lega. Ye ketena zanda bile ketele. Akaja jende mentele. Akeze jende mentele is releasing the mantle. I hear he's releasing the mantle. The mantle that was upon Moses is being released. The mantle that opened the Red Sea is being released. He's returning back the ashen mantles. The mantles that opened the earth to swallow people. He's releasing the ashen mantles. 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 Zakata pelega. Makoto parata biketelega dala kanona mandi. Apetu akaleka tabalana mantabi. Etola ye ketepele katala ganakua ye koto paradia nohonia apara geteli kanaganalite lekotoma nakia janda belena.
The Lord tells Moses, I've made you to be God over Pharaoh. There are people that God is going to make them to be God for their generation. There are people that God is going to make them to be God for their generation. There are people that God will make them to be God for their generation. When people see them, they will see the Lord. When people see them, they will see the King. When people see them, they will see the Father. When people see them, they will see the glory. Ajakata palagadele paragadaya. Jesus said, because you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Because the Lord made him to be God over us. God is raising a generation. God is raising a generation that when you see them, that when you see them, you will see the living God. You will see the creator of the heavens and the earth, because God will make them to be God for their generation. God in small g, he will make them to be God. In other words, their generation will not move them. Their generation will not displace them. Their place is secure. Their place is the secure. Their place is secure for eternity. Hajadabaladaba. Hajadabaladabai. Hajadabalababozanta. Repa papa se telegede. Jete pere de babababozanta. Oza para babababozanta. Repe pepe sende. Rapa bazende repono montalena. Repa satele katara. Repa papa zanta. Zopa rekatile tetetetete. Haya jana manta bala bozaya. Hajeke tele tetetetete. Repa baba bozanda. Hakeje de. Zeta parada baba bozanda. Zepa koto parede de. Hojana manta pala bibe bozanti lete pede babo zanda. Hapa zengu na kine ketalagi ya konda bazanda. Oba zepe rete pazanda bele tebaha. Yepe ne manto zele tebaha ya janda leta. Meto zakatari ganananda le paradimanto sapere di manto alete pere de manta sale katana mahande zetela apazando zopa bebezende betele di manda zekatola repa bazanda repene mehende le tetete repa pabozanda vese pere de bahaya zekoto parada bahanda lete panano zandaleta. We worship you, God. We give you praise. We give you honor for what you are doing in our midst is great. We give you praise, we give you honor, for you will not leave without a remnant of your people. You have a remnant for your people in our generation. You have a remnant, you have a remnant. Hajene, hajene, mantalena. Hajene, hajene, zetadiai. Hajene, hajene, jene, hantenenani. Hajene, hajene, zentele de manta. O pase papa bozanda. O koto didi de zatarada baba babo sande o karagadi de baba babo zanda rapabo savia sia para baba babo ajete papa babo zanda repa baba babo zanda le panamanta zikotora kadiana zoparete pere de bazanda rapani apara di manto zoparede bazanda manto zani arepa babo zanda mante pele ganani azepa barobo zanda manto zekat Areba babo zanda manta pelenai. Areba babo zanda manteleneisho shanta mananija. Akata na mahanto zakine hende. Akata mama manto zepania konta lakade. Apara babo zanda.
The book of Exodus chapter 7, the Bible say, so the Lord said to Moses, see, I have made you as God to Pharaoh. And Aaron, your brother, shall be your prophet. The Lord said, I have made you as God to Pharaoh. There is a generation that the Lord is making as God to every stubborn situation in their life. There is a generation that God is making them as God. Is making them to be as God to their generation, that their generation will return back to the fear of the Lord because of them. Their generation will return back to the love of God because of them. Their generation will bow down their knees to cry out to God because of them. Their generation will serve the living God because of them. Their generation will offer sweet sacrifice before the Lord because of them. Their generation will forsake their ways, their wicked ways, to follow Jesus because of them, because God will make them to be as God, as the Lord made Moses to be as God over Pharaoh. God is raising a generation. Halakanani is releasing the mantle, the ancient mantle, the prophetic mantle, akuta palagadele kata, the leadership mantle. Ye pakata pasata parakatapa. Ye kapakata la pakatoko lokoto. Le pekete leka toko lokoto koloko toko lo. Ye keto koloko to. Oh, Janamanda, help me to pray in the tongues. Help me to pray. Receive. There's something that the Lord has released. Haha. Don't live without it. Open your mouth. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. God is releasing ancient mantle. Do not leave this service without it. God is releasing ancient mantles. Hosa, 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 hosa. Ye katala katele kete kete. Hosa, 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 hosa. Ze parakatuna miyakanda gade. O katapire pene menta se paraganine kota laganine. Akaraganine mahanta ze tele kanana ha. Aikije gene hanta la pene menta ze nai. Akaragadala kine ketere gada gada gada. Rapa pa 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 pa. Ye katara gada gada gada. Ye katala gada 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 gada. Ye kala 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 kala. Ye gere 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 gere. The mantle that made Moses to see Genesis. The mantle that made Moses to see the Spirit of the Lord hovering over the waters. The mantle that brought the vision of creation to Moses. The mantle that made Moses to see generation he never saw. And he saw them walking. He saw them bearing children. He saw the number of years they live on earth. He saw the children, the grandchildren they gave birth to. He saw their names. Hosa, 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 hosa. Hosa, 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 hosa. Ye katala bayokoto paraganele keteli bayata baraga delekwa. Ye genele taraga dalakata laga 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 laga. But anointing that made Moses to see things beyond supernatural. Hakuba, hakuba, hakuba. Moses did not just see the future. He even saw the past beyond. He saw the Lord creating man after his own image. He saw the Lord breathing air on his nostril. Then he breathed, received the breath of God. Then the Lord breathed on man, and he became a living soul. Then Moses sees a man by name Enoch who walked with the Lord, and he was no more. There is a generation that will walk with the Lord, and they shall be no more. They shall be no more. The way Enoch walked with the Lord, there is a generation that are going to walk with the Lord, and the Lord will take them. The Lord will take them. The Lord will take them. They will not pass through death. The way Elijah was taken, they will be taken. They will be taken in the chariots of fire. They are too precious. Oh,
zonda biketele gene jondi agaragia zege bere bezete bere tozakanina mahandara gadele ketela rapana mando zekete perede bazanda rabakondia repada bahanda is releasing the ashen mantles that will open your eyes. He's releasing the ashen mantles that made Moses to see the temple in heaven. He saw how the temple looked like. He saw the glorious temple seated above in heaven. He saw the ark of the Lord. Haga zaga zaga ziga zaga. Oga zaga ziga zaga zaga. Oga zaga ziga zaga zaga. You will see the beautiful things of God. You will see the glorious things of God. You will see the mighty things of God. The things that the eyes have not seen. The eyes have not seen, neither the ears have heard. What the God of heaven has prepared for those that loved him. Oh, Zabarata Manda Zikatara Dimanto Sopareta. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. Hashata. Oh, Lord. Haladide Baba. We give you all the praises. We give you all the honor. Oh, Lord. Hatala Bisente. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your word. I pray that this word will transform many lives. I pray that this word will go forth all over the nation, touching people, setting people on fire for the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we are not backing off. We are not backing off in the name of Jesus. We are moving from strength to strength. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the revelation of your word. Thank you, O Jehovah God, because we know from tonight our lives will never be the same. Our lives, our future, our marriage, our children, our ministry will grow in a way we have never understood before. Your power will be made manifest in our midst as never before. There will be testimonies here and there. So many testimonies, uncountable testimonies of the doings of the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, the creator of the heavens and the earth. We worship you. We give you glory. We give you honor because it is done. It is established in Jesus' name. Your word is settled in heaven. And Father, now settle it in our lives. Settle your word. The word of God that is settled in heaven. Father, tonight I pray, settle it. Settle it in our future. Settle it in this house. Settle it in restoration of the tent of David. Settle your word. Hakada hakada latai. Hakada hakada mantola dimana. Hakada hakada zetelenene separadai. Hakada hakada zantaledea. Hakada hakada. Settle your word. You, the Lord that watches over the words of your servant to fulfill them. I pray in the name that is above every name, in the name of Jesus, that Lord, the words that have proceeded out of my mouth, may you fulfill them. May you fulfill them to see the manifestation of them in our lifetime. May you fulfill them to see the manifestation of them in our lifetime, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hashakata. Hallelujah. Oh, Saparadi. Hallelujah. Oh, Shakatala Bahadi. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, the Lord of hosts. We worship you. We love you. We give you all the glory. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Don't miss this Sunday service. We are going to have an anointing service.
Hallelujah. Prepare your bottle of oil. We are going to pray for oil. Praise be to God. Prepare a bottle of oil. We are going to have an anointing service, and we are going to anoint ourselves this Sunday. And Monday, we are going to resume our six-day fasting. Please make sure to join in the name of Jesus. Even if it is a half a day, please join. And let us seek God in this month of December. And believe me, whatever God has positioned for us to have in December, we are not crossing over without it. In the name of Jesus, we are crossing over strong and powerful and full of grace. So prepare a bottle of oil. Join the service. If you'll be watching online, join, prepare. Hallelujah. At the end of the service, we are going to pray for the oil. We are going to anoint ourselves, and the Lord is going to do great things in our life. That will be 10 a.m. in the morning, Chicago Central Time. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. If the Lord leads you to give, hallelujah, you are welcome to give and to stand with us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, the Creator of the heavens and the heart. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We are going to pray over our giving in the mighty and awesome name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we worship you. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. And Lord Almighty, bring the sacrifices, the offering of your people before the altar of grace, the altar of fire, the altar of fruitfulness, the altar of the blessings of God, the altar of favor, the altar of multiplication, the altar of filling up. I pray in the name of Jesus that take their offering that is little in their hands and multiply it. Cause it to be fruitful. Cause it to fill the heart. That their sacrifice will preach the gospel to the hands of the heart. Their sacrifice will bless the heart of the widow and the orphans. In the name of Jesus. And Father, you shall bless the work of their hands, because they are connected with your covenant of wealth, your covenant of grace, your covenant of your kingdom. I pray in the name of Jesus as a priest over them, that Father, cause your hand to be strong upon them. Bless their home, bless their children. Let none among them miscarry. Let none among them give birth to stillborn. Let none among them miscarry in the name of Jesus. Let them live to old age. May premature death be far away from them in the name of Jesus, because they are blessed of the Lord. Their coming in is blessed. Their going out is blessed. Their children shall preoccupy the gates of their enemy. Their seed shall not beg for bread. In the name of Jesus, because they stood with the house of God, I pray shame is not their portion. Lord, you shall rebuke the devourer on their behalf. You shall open heaven above them, and you shall pour a blessing that they will not have enough room to contain. In the name of Jesus, they are blessed. They are blessed. They are blessed. In Jesus' name. Amen. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. May the Lord keep you, and may the Lord be gracious to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Shalom, shalom. Thank you for tuning in. Until we meet again, bye-bye.
Thank you.